Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
There is something wrong with the voter registration rolls in Montgomery County. As it turns out, there are more people on the rolls than there are in the county people who are of voting age. Now, something can't quite add up there. More people on the rolls than there are in the county who are currently voting age. So something's wrong there. Something needs to be cleaned up. Our friends over at Judicial Watch have sent a note to a letter to the people in Montgomery County, the only jurisdiction, by the way, they sent one to in the state of Maryland, saying you need to clean up these things, these voter rolls, and get these the people who are not eligible or died or whatever it is that they're while they're still on the rolls and they shouldn't be. You need to clean this up, and if you don't, then we're going to take you to court. Yesterday, they decided that they would indeed start working on those rolls. There was a public meeting. Among those who was in attendance is our friend Dan McHugh of the Montgomery County Young Republicans. He joins us now on the line. Hello, Dan. Good morning.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Mary. How you guys doing today?
Good morning.
All right, so tell us about this meeting yesterday and how it went.
Well, it was a fairly well-attended meeting, more than usual, I believe, at the Board of Elections because of the nature of what has been reported by Judicial Watch last week. We have 104% now voter registration in Montgomery County, which is very concerning, obviously, that we now have, you know, more registered voters than we have people that are eligible to register to vote in Montgomery County, as Judicial Watch has found. So it's very, very concerning. And, you know, there's a lot of people showed up and voiced their concerns. The chairman of the Montgomery County Republican Party, Dick Jurgeny, called for the resignation of the person that, like, basically the person in charge of the Montgomery County Board of Elections, not the president, but the longtime staffer there,
right?
Margaret Jurgensen. So I mean, it was certainly quite a scene.
Now they claim that they have already removed. So one wonders how bad it was at one point. Already removed 76,000 names since June of 2015.
That they have. They have removed quite a bit. But the issue, you know, I believe that what's the reason we have voter roll irregularities in Maryland, more specifically Montgomery County, is we're suffering from a hangover from the previous administration, the O'Malley administration. You know, there were laws passed while he was governor that were very reckless and unethical, in my opinion. Things like giving driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. And also, now they allow 16-year-olds to register to vote, but they're still not able to vote until they're 18. But the thing is, they're on the voter rolls as active voters until they turn 18, but they can't vote, which makes absolutely zero sense. And not to mention the fact that Montgomery County, we already have 16-year-olds and illegal immigrants allowed to vote in Tacoma Park in city elections. And as I discovered yesterday talking to the State Board of Elections, that apparently Tacoma Park, because their voter rolls are so weird that they aren't even counted in Montgomery County voter rolls. But anyway, I think that this is those type of things are very predictable. This is a very predictable situation we're in based on some of these reckless laws that were passed while Martin O'Malley was governor in Maryland.
So they say it takes up to 4 years, two general elections, to get a name removed from the rolls. Can you tell us just quickly what the process is in order to have that done?
Well, they go through the list every so often, I guess, and yeah, they determine things like they claim, you know, if you're dead, moved out of the county. You know, yeah, I guess if you've left for college, perhaps, or, you know, military, you know, stuff like that. And so that can get you removed, obviously.
Let me just stop you right there. If someone's dead, why does it take 4 years to get them removed?
Well, that seemed to be a question nobody had a great answer for. It was very, you know, very frustrating, obviously. They are so worried about the Democrats and Montgomery County officials and others. They're so worried about voter disenfranchisement. So they're like, well, we don't want to remove somebody so quickly. I think that, you know, they send someone a postcard. You know, if they give them time before they remove them, obviously. But it's very frustrating that if you have somebody that's dead, it takes 4 years to get them off the rolls. They essentially could vote in two elections. before they're even removed, which is very you know.
In some jurisdictions, they have gotten the list of names of people who were called in for court duty, and there are a fair number of people who show up for court duty and say, you know what, Your Honor, I can't serve on this jury because I'm not a U.S. citizen. And yet if you cross-reference the people on that list with the people who are on the voter rolls, you find that they may not be a U.S. citizen, but they certainly are on the voter registration rolls. And those names, it would seem to me, should be immediately taken off.
Absolutely. But, you know, again, our state, in its infinite wisdom, granted them the ability to get driver's licenses back in, I think, 2013. And if you have a driver's license, it makes it a lot easier to register to vote. And they are registering to vote in our state. CASA de Maryland has their community organizers help them do that. And so that's what's been happening. And supposedly they said at the meeting that illegal immigrants are removed if they're caught on the rolls. But again, if they're not caught, and not all of them are, then they are voting. And you know what else they said was interesting? They've even caught 16-year-olds voting, believe it or not.
Really?
That they've actually had to eliminate votes that 16-year-olds have tried to vote. Yeah.
Well, because if you can't ask for ID, a 16-year-old can very much look like they are older than they are, and so you don't question it and you let them vote.
Absolutely. And the other thing is we have 10 early voting locations in Montgomery County as well. And so with all these people still on the list, if you could get a list of, you know, 100 dead people, you could go around, you could at least... One person could probably cast at least 9 votes pretending to be somebody else at the 10 early voting locations in Montgomery County, especially since you don't need an ID. All you need is the birth date, the address, and the name or whatever. So this definitely, you know, more indications that voter fraud could happen if we don't get these rolls cleaned up.
All right. Well, Dan, we're going to leave it right there. But thanks to Judicial Watch for raising this issue. And thank you for going and attending and telling us what happened there yesterday. We appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you guys for having me on. Appreciate it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.